On Robin Hood Radio, it's nice once again to be speaking with Robert Levinston of the of Sharon Playhouse. Even though it's wintertime, we're expecting snow, we're still talking about the Playhouse because they have something pretty incredible coming up on Saturday, January 24th. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good morning, Marshall.
So on Saturday, January 25th at the Bock Gallery, you are presenting Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde. Explain.
What's to explain? I think the name says it all.
It opens up at 8 o'clock, but the door is opening for libations and snacks. The show is at 9 o'clock, and then after the show is over at 10 o'clock, you can stay and meet Paige. And Paige, let us introduce you. Are you truly an unnatural blonde?
I truly am. It's very tongue-in-cheek, always with me.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. First, Robert, what came up with the idea to bring Paige up to the Sharon Playhouse, and which is going to be, by the way, a great setting at the Bock Gallery?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun that night. We thought it was time to bring a little fun into the evening time at the Bock Gallery in Sharon, Connecticut, and Paige is like the perfect person to bring up. Her show is so much fun.
Now, Paige, let's get on to you. I mean, let's talk a little bit about your show. What can people expect?
Yeah, well, my show is obviously drag, but that's just the joke that everyone always knows. So you just kind of have to go with me on the ride into my little crazy little world of make-believe. My show is very much like a kid's show for adults. I'm very much the tawdry blonde, bombshell, very musical theater starlet. I'm very naughty and very nice and sing live and tons of comedy. And the audience is very much the guest star at my show. They're very much immersed in the action. And they just like, whether they know it or not, they are like on the ride of their life. And it's a lot of fun.
The audience participation in this show is more than just sitting there and smiling.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
So do we.
They throw in like a little audience participation and stuff, but they're just very much. I always think of the audience as like feeling like they've known me forever, and it's kind of weird. People are like, I've never seen you before, but I feel like you're my best friend. Like, that's the whole point of it. And you know, I make fun of people, but then I turn around and make fun of myself 5 times. So it's, I'm naughty, but I'm nice, and it's really fun and silly, and it's a good time to get away, forget your problems, and just have a fun evening of like mayhem and foolishness, really.
We are speaking with Paige Turner, who is going to be Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde at the Bock Gallery of the Sharon Playhouse, January 25th, which is a Saturday, SharonPlayhouse.org. Now, Paige, let's talk a little bit about when you assembled the show. Obviously, you have favorites in show business, both obviously comedy-wise and song and dance-wise. Do you rely on some of your favorites, or did you just take the show and figure, you know, I'm going to start with a blank screen here and just take it off from my own feelings?
Yeah, well, I guess definitely when I created, like, you know, the character of Paige Turner, I definitely was inspired. I could definitely think that I'm inspired by people like Phyllis Diller from the 60s is a huge person for me, who always kind of played the part of Phyllis Diller. And then I'm very much look-wise inspired by Barbie. I say my parents are Barbie and Pee Wee Herman, which is a really great description. But I'm definitely like old school, retro, with like a modern sensibility. But yeah, always inspired when I'm writing. But I definitely started with a clean slate. And usually songs that I have ideas for songs end up creating the show, like a collection of songs. I'm like, oh, I can package this together to make a show. Now I have a show from all these ideas that I keep a little journal and stuff like that as thoughts come up. And then that's how shows.
My dad was a comedian many, many years ago. And he used to always, when he was going to do a show, he would go out and he would look at the audience a half hour, 40 minutes, and walk around and just try to get a feel of the audience. And it sounds to me like that your show really does kind of fit in and go with audience to audience. And there's obviously some changes from show to show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually love – it's very funny to be going to Connecticut. I actually have said so many times that I don't want to jinx it that I really love Connecticut audiences. Going out of town is fun for me because it's like – you know, there'll be some people there who know me and stuff or might have seen me. I think there's even a few New Yorker fans driving up who come to see me everywhere. But having, like, a new audience, that is really fun for me because it's, like, their first time discovering me. It's how they react to jokes and stuff like that. And usually what's funny about some venues, I can walk in or hear backstage, and I can kind of, like, feel an energy and kind of know what it's going to be like. My big thing is, like, winning an audience over. Like, that's, like, the fun challenge for me. And sometimes I really, like, know with, like, a certain joke or a certain song, I'm like, okay, now I got them kind of thing.
Now on the music side of it, I mean, what are your favorite musicians? You know, what music do you like most as a person?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's definitely musical theater. Yeah. I listen to really, like, stupid bubblegum, like, teenage pop music, more from, like, the 80s and 90s as, like, a listening preference. But I have silly stuff. I, like, have parodies from the 90s in the show and musical theater songs. I sing a lot. My favorite thing to sing in the show is actually a kind of serious number, and that's a La La Land mix from the movie La La Land. So people really like that, or they're like, wait, I know this. And it's like kind of a compilation of a few songs from the movie. I really love, so like, I actually love singing ballads, even though I'm like a fast and funny. So I love having like one like serious moment in the show, kind of. That's where I most connect to personally. But as far as like all the other silly, funny comedy songs, I mean, I love doing that. Like a comedy song that, like, tells a story is my favorite thing.
Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, once again, Saturday, January 25th at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. Robert, so that, you know, this is a foray in the middle of winter, which I think is an interesting foray and a test to see how people will respond and come out to support you, because you are doing definitely year-round programming now at the Playhouse.
We are definitely doing year-round programming, yes. And it's January, and a lot of people are out of town, but the locals, I think, are going to have a great time with this show, and it's selling really well. So then, Paige, you're going to have a great audience. We know the people coming, and they are ready to have a grand time with you. And the tawdry, the more tawdry you want to be, the better for it. The more fun we'll all have.
Oh, good.
It's Sharon, Connecticut at 9 o'clock at night. You know, most people, you know, these people are going to stay up late because that's past their bedtime sometimes. So we're going to make them have a good time. And Paige, you said the right thing. We just want, it's the way that Alan and I really try to run the theater, is that we just want escapist entertainment.
Well,
there's so much going on in the world that we just want everyone to have, close their eyes, and just have a good time for the duration of the show. And then go back to life. But for the time that they're with us, it's just a lovely, fun time.
I think the way you've
love
got it, I think the way you've got it set up with the doors opening for libations and snacks at 8, the show at 9, and then at 10, you get a chance to meet Paige. It's almost like a nightclub moves into Sharon, Connecticut for one night.
That's exactly what we want to do, and there's going to be a few more of those kind of nights throughout the winter and in the summer too. We're going to keep the gallery open following performances, and we're going to do like disco nights after like a Saturday night show. So it's going to be a little different this year. We're going to keep entertainment going even past the normal showtime. So
now,
party does not stop once those doors close.
Now, Paige, have you ever been to the northwest corner of Connecticut or Sharon, Connecticut?
You know, I have been. I think I've been around there. So it kind of all runs together and stuff. But I've been in parts of Connecticut for sure. Where have I been? Like New London and been to Hartford and stuff. I think I've been over in the area. So, yeah, I really do love the audience. I'm just kind of going to do my show like at theaters like this is my favorite thing, actually. I do a lot of different types of venues and places and cruise ships, but theaters like this are my favorite.
Well, once again, it's $35. There's going to be a cash bar. And if you go with an open bar, $55. And I like to remind people that the Sharon Playhouse is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. And the reason they survive is your support, and that's support for all these different shows. And speaking about that, just a second here, Robert, let's just hit on your 2020 summer season for a second, because once again, it is a season full of a lot of great shows.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about this. We're excited and nervous all at the same time for this season. It's the biggest season I think this Playhouse has put on in a long time. And, you know, our first show, Singing in the Rain, we're actually going to make it rain on stage. So we're like, all right, we're going to make this happen. Don't ask us how right now, but we're going to make it happen. And the concert series bringing Lucy Arnaz up and John Davidson up. So it's going to be, you know, it's a big year for us. And we're ready for that fun challenge.
Yeah, Singing in the Rain, Brigadoon, Mamma Mia, Million Dollar Quartet, the Divas. Brigadoon, you know, Falls Village, you know, Falls Village is known as Connecticut's Brigadoon.
Oh, is it really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. Now I know where to market the show.
a little bit more history thrown in there. But once again, we'll get back to once again what is coming up right away, and that is Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Saturday, January 25th at the Bach Gallery, 8 o'clock, the doors open, the libations and snacks, 9 o'clock the show, 10 o'clock you can meet Paige Turner. And tickets are still available online, are they not?
They are, but they're going quick. So I would say this one people should buy ahead of time.
All right, Sharon, SharonPlayhouse.org. Paige and Robert, we'll see you on the 25th.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Come see us.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.